Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
It's Lil Oaks Lecture. Music to Hurts. My name is TK1. This week's show features a whole lot of good stuff. Not that it doesn't every week, but, you know, some really good stuff. We got a couple of special things happening as well, so we'll get into that in a little bit. But we're going to start things off with some music from Meshuggah. Clockworks is the name of the song we're going to hear off the brand new The Violent Sleep of Reason. We've talked about this before, but the more I listen to this album, the more kind of just disappointed I am with this. It's not bad, it's just fine. It is perfectly acceptable Meshuggah. It's so-so, is I think a good summation of how I feel about this album. Either way, we're still going to play it. It's still good enough to play. It's right here in the Locust Lecture. It's your music story.
We'll be right back.
It's the Lux Lecture. Musical Hurts, the tracker there from Meshuggah with Clockworks. The Violent Sleep of Reason is the name of their new album. We're going to change things up just a little bit from the death metal. We're going to play some new music from Orphix. We got a record out called Pitch Black Mirror that is very good. Probably my favorite Orphix record in a while. The song we're going to hear is Undying. It's right here in the Lux Lecture. It's where Musical Hurts.
Thank you.
It's the Lux Lecture. Musical Hertz is a track right there from Vervum. Technically, it's two tracks from Vervum, but they're part one and two, and we like to play one and two part things together because why not? They're supposed to be together. They're just separated for track listing reasons, I guess. Either way, the first part was called A New Journey Awaits. The second part was entitled A Final Warming, Shine, Ascension, and Trespassing. So there you go. I don't know what those things have to do together. Who can understand the words they actually say? That's fine. Metal lyrics in general should not be heard. That's one of the reasons why clean vocals are a pretty big ask for this show. Not that lyrics aren't important or metal vocals aren't significant or can't be profound or anything. It's just, at best, they should be just another good element that creates a good sonic experience for you. The Lux Lecture mindset is not that you should be putting tons and tons of effort into figuring out what the death growl is actually saying in the moment, as opposed to how it fits in with the music itself. This is something that Every Time I Die struggles with quite a bit, but there are other examples as well. Either way, that album is called Illuminance, and Vervum is the name of the band. That album is fantastic, as is the band. Orphix in front of that with Undying Pitch Black Mirror is the name of the new album. We're going to change over to the hardcore-ish sludgy gridness with Trap Them. Hellionaires is the name of this song, probably my favorite song title of the week. Crown Feral is the name of their album. It's right here in the Lux Lecture. It's where music still hurts. It's Lux Lecture. Musical Hurts, a track there from Grogus. Tithe Drinker is the name of that one, off of Intuitive Readers and Metaphysical Artisans. Knife Hits before that with Forgotten Vessels. Eris, the name of their freaking amazing album. Every Time I Die in front of that with Low Teens, another album that is good when it's good and really just awful when it isn't. Awful Lot is the name of the song we heard from them. And music from Trap Them, starting us off that set off of the pretty much perfect Crown Feral, we heard the song Hellionaires. We've got time for just one more. It's going to come to you courtesy of Lingoof again. Corduma is the name of the song you're about to hear off Cortu Solitaire. Lingoof, just continuing the ever-growing trend of albums that are just incredible. Lingoof's output over the past few years puts a lot of other people's entire catalogs to shame, so amazing. Pretty much any time we get a Lingoof album, you can expect we're going to play it. At least if the track record continues. Maybe in the future he'll release a terrible album I don't want to play, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. Before we get to Lingoof, if you like what we do here at the Locust Lecture, go to your podcasting distribution service of choice and give us a subscribe. Also, you can connect with us on various social media platforms. Anyway, like I said, Lingoof will take it into the program. My name is TK1. I'll see you guys next week.
Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.